Ryan's with me, and we've got a little setup here that kind of models what we do when we're excavating a dinosaur. When you first come upon maybe a little hint of something sticking out of the ground and you think it might be a little dinosaur bone, you very carefully start to brush around it to uncover a little bit of it and kind of see what it looks like. And this just happens to be an old cow bone, but this sort of works the same way we might excavate something at Jones Ranch. Okay, now we use these tools called awls, kind of like an ice pick, to dig through the sandy sediment. So you can help me dig here. We don't want to dig right along the edge of the bone because fossilized bone is really quite fragile when you first start working with it. So we want to kind of move back away from it and start to use our awl to lift some of the sandy sediment away. And what we're trying to do is find the edges. We don't know right now if this bone extends 4 feet or just 6 inches or how long. So we're going to dig around it. So let's keep going as we talk and dig around this thing. And we'll use a brush to brush the material away. And again, we don't want to get too close to our bone. You dig up here, and I'll dig down here a little bit, and we'll go pretty quickly because we don't have a lot of time. And we'll start to dig around and find where the edges are. Okay. Now, when bone is first uncovered, it's usually kind of wet. And we let it dry out for a while, and then we need to put something on it to help harden it up and to make it strong so that it doesn't crumble. Because when we start to move this thing, it gets vibrated a lot. So we usually mix up in a little plastic container some special plastic and something called acetone, and we pour it on. Oh, I got a question here from the chat room from CE at King Middle School. If you know of an area in Texas where you can pick up petrified wood, would this be a possible clue to being an area where dinosaur bones are found? Yes, sir. The same moving water that washes in petrified wood logs can very often wash in bones also. So if we find the right kinds of petrified wood, there's a good chance of finding dinosaurs. If we find an old log of plants that lived during the coal ages, well, even no matter how much we looked around there, we wouldn't find a dinosaur. But if it's the right kind of petrified wood, it's a great clue. So that's a great question. Okay, so here's our bone. It's uncovered. It's starting to dry out a little bit. We want to harden it up. So we have this little squeeze bottle of a chemical that we'll kind of squirt on. And we'll do this many times, and it soaks into the bone and hardens it up. So let's keep working here, and we'll get some more of this sandy sediment away from our bone. And our ideal, what we're trying to do here, is to get our bone so that it's just kind of sitting on a little, what we call a pedestal. So let's keep working here. I'll brush some of the sand out of the way and move it aside. All right, we're doing great here, Ryan. Let's keep going down and see if we can get down a little deeper here. And this is exactly what we do. And if you look on the website, there are a series of photographs that were taken at Jones Ranch. And it shows us doing the exact same thing as you and I are doing, but on a rib of Pleurocoelus that's about 4 feet long. So we're digging around it. I think we got to be careful here now because it's up on a pedestal and it might be getting a little shaky. So what we need to do is we need to put a cap on it. If you ever break an arm, the doctor will get the bones in just the right position, put some padding on, and put a cast on your arm. Well, that's exactly what we do with dinosaur bones. For a small one, we'll use some little bandages that have plaster already in them. But before we put that plaster, we don't want that to stick directly on the bone. So we get a container, and we get some water, and we get some of this stuff. Now, I call this paleontological tissue. What do you call it?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. We use rolls and rolls of this stuff because it is a nice, soft material, and it makes a real good pad to protect the bones from the plaster. We don't want the plaster sticking directly on the bone. after you take this, Ryan, and dip it in the water and lay it right on top of the exposed bone. And I'll take my brush. That's great. Lay it there. I'll take my brush and I'll kind of get the sand off and kind of tamp it down, because we don't want this to have any spaces under it. We want it to be nice and tight. Okay, let's get another piece now and we'll cover this up. Here you go. And I'll get one too. Alright. Oh, we need a little more water in there. We use big buckets and barrels of water. And it's nice to be at a place where you can get a car or a truck close by. Because sometimes when we dig dinosaurs, we have to carry jugs of water. Sometimes long distances. I think Tony Fiorella, working in Big Bend, they have to carry their water like a quarter or a half a mile. And that's hard work. Okay, is our bone all covered up? Do we have a little bit that's still exposed? Okay, put that right there. All right, now, so all the bone has this layer on. It's not just padding. It is a good cushion. But you know what else it does? It's layered. And when I pull the plaster off, or when Kent Newman pulls the plaster off, it separates right along the layers of toilet paper or paleontological tissue and doesn't pull on the bone at all. All right, you know what's next?